do some last names now in this lesson. First names, I have to emphasize, are very simple. It's so easy when we begin to put this concept together and apply it, how easy it is to remember people's first names because the vocabulary has already been established. Last names are a little bit more difficult because when you meet someone and they give you their last name, you have to take the time to turn that name into a picture. Now, the good news is this. Again, we have given to you a list of several thousand names, last names, and have already turned them into pictures, which will give you a good help. It's in a pocket guide, which we recommend we carry with you, which will give you a good stimulation to your own imagination for people's last names. Keep in mind, in American culture, it's perfectly acceptable and emphasized to remember people's first names. It lowers the formality, and it opens relationships and friendships, and really begins to build bridges between individuals. In other cultures, it's not that way. Most people are referred in other cultures as Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. It's important to use the last name. I am going to teach last names here, but I must emphasize, walk before you can run. Which means when you apply this in real life, please, please, please use and do the first names first until you feel comfortable and confident, and then start worrying about the last names. Now, some of you, the first day after you finish these lessons, you'll be remembering first and last names. Many of you will just do first names for a couple days, find out that is so ridiculously easy that you'll want to start applying and using the techniques to the last name. Within 21 days, this will become habit. And once it's a habit, first and last names become virtually a snap. But I do cover last names here, but remember, success builds confidence. And don't try to eat an elephant all at once, one bite at a time. You may listen to this particular lesson again, or I recommend you listen to this particular lesson or any of the application lessons again as you begin to use them in real life, and you may have a question, you go back, listen to the segment, and may clarify something at that point. Let's go to last names now, and let me explain very simply how we turn last names into pictures. Again, it's no different than we did the abstracts. We take the last name, break it down by syllable. Take each syllable independently, and by the way that it sounds, turn each syllable into a picture. Sometimes a syllable doesn't work. You may have to put two or three syllables together. Those conglomeration of sounds will give you a picture. Let me give you a couple examples. Let's take the last name Johnson. If we break it down by syllable, the first syllable is John, which gives you a picture of a toilet. And the last syllable is sun, which either gives you a picture of a sun as in a baby or the sun up in the sky. Both pictures together gives you a John, let's say the toilet, with maybe a big orange sun in it. That would be the picture for Johnson. Let's take the last name Maskowitz. Maskowitz. The first syllable is mask, which gives you a picture of a Halloween mask. Next one is mask cow. Cow. That gives you a picture of a cow. And the last one is wits. Maskowitz. Maskowitz. Wits. That is tough. Maybe you're thinking wits, maybe whiskers, or wits, witch. How about a witch? Mask a witch? A witch, a picture of a witch. That word, last name, Maskowitz, could be broken down by a mask, which is on a cow, and on top of the cow is a witch. Mask cow witch is very similar to Maskowitz. Now, the word Maskowitz is two-dimensional. You can't remember that. But the pictures in your mind's eye of a big Halloween mask on a cow and being ridden by a witch gives you Mask Cow Witch. Keep in mind, that picture could be on the concentration board if you worked for that game show. That's how easy it is. Let's take another one. Now, by the way, people think, well, Kevin, what if I pronounce that word differently? What if I say Maskowitz? Maybe some people do that. They have a mask and coal and a witch. Maskowitz. However you pronounce the word is how you turn it into pictures. Don't look at the spelling. Look at the pronunciation. Let's take another one. Let's take saffron, saffron, saffron. Now, some people immediately may think of saffron rice, brown rice, or yellow rice, excuse me. Others might think of saff, the first syllable saff, and maybe get a picture of maybe a safe. Safe and saff sound similar. Remember, we're talking about a sound alike. Not a duplicate, it's just something that sounds similar. First syllable of saf gives you a picture of maybe safe. And then run, saffron, ron. Ron is a picture of run, a safe that's running. Safe run, saffron. Safe run, saffron. It's very close. Let's take another one. How about Kowalski? Kowalski. How you pronounce it determines what your pictures will be. If you break it down by syllable, the first one is cow, gives you a picture of maybe a cow. Wall, gives you a picture, he's on a wall. And ski, he's skiing down a wall. Cow on a wall skiing, cow, wall, ski, Kowalski. Kowalski. Now, some people took the first syllables, the first two of them, put them together, and you have kowal, kowal, gives you koala bear skiing. Koala skiing, Kowalski. Very, very good pictures, and they sound very similar to the name. Let's take another one. Jeffries. Jeffries. First syllable is Jeff. What's a sound-alike picture for Jeff? Maybe chef. Gives you a chef's hat. Or Jiffy peanut butter. How about freeze? It's frozen, of course. Some people say fries for French fries. Either one of those pictures sound alike to what we want to remember. What I'd like you to do now is go to the workbook and do the exercises in the workbook on turning last names into pictures. And do it now. Okay. Now, we did some exercises in the workbook, and I just want to reemphasize a few points. First names are easy because we've already established a picture vocabulary for them, and that vocabulary will increase as you meet people. Last names at some times can be a little tricky, but as your imagination gets stimulated, they become easier and easier and easier. But we give you that little crutch, which is that pocket name book, which virtually takes most names, first and last, turns them into pictures for you. Carry that with you. Just like if you were in a foreign country and you met someone and they said something, you didn't know what the word meant, you'd look it up and it'd give you the definition. Same thing here. When you meet someone and they tell you their name, you don't know what the picture is, look it up. It'll give you the, quote, definition. It'll give you a picture. And that picture is what you use to recall the name. So, the second step in remembering names is take the name and turn it into a picture using the powers of your imagination. And a picture that if you saw that picture in your mind and repeated it, it would sound like the word, the name that you want to remember. Go on now to the last exercises in the workbook before you go on to the next lesson.